KEXP, Jenny Lee, live here on The Morning Show, playing new songs from the upcoming release, Right On, coming out on December 11th. Show tomorrow night in Brooklyn at Baby's All Right. Some shows overseas as well, and back in America at LA on the 16th of December. Jenny, can you talked a little bit about making songs and making demos and not sure if you're going to release them. Can you talk about your beginnings as a musician? When did you first play music? When did you start really seriously playing music?
I started playing music when I was 19.
Okay.
Like, seriously, I started playing bass, actually, when I was 19 years old. And
was there a reason for bass?
Yeah, it was not really, other than I had no interest in playing guitar. The drums was just, like, too complicated. I had to buy a drum kit. I needed a place to practice. The bass just seemed like the most practical thing at that moment.
Right.
I was in Reno visiting, because that's where I'm from. Visiting a friend I was like, I want to start playing bass, and he had a bass for me, gave it to me. And it was just like, everything just seemed really easy. It just worked out. So I got it for free. He gave me a little practice amp. It was just, yeah. So then I went home, and it was a quart bass. It was a 5-string, and then the 5th string was taken off. It was a real piece of work. I played that for a few years, and yeah, I didn't really play with anybody for like the first 3 years. I just played by myself and practiced, and didn't even think I was going to ever play in front of anyone. Didn't think I was going to be in a band. Just was like mortified of anyone even hearing me play until I felt like I was good enough to play in front of someone, I guess.
Was it joining a band that was your, okay, I'm going to play in front of people, or was it the other way around? I need to start playing in front of people. I'm going to join a band.
Oh, I need to start playing in front of anyone ever. I still get really nervous playing in front of people. The first show I played, I sat behind my bass amp so that no one could see me.
I like that.
Yeah.
Perfect answer. Well, you're out in front now. You have a solo release, and now you have no choice. You got to be right up there. No hiding.
Yeah. There is no hiding. It's kind of, I've only played one show. Our first show at the bowling alley in LA, which was really fun. And it, you know, obviously I play shows with the girls all the time, but it's a different experience when you're singing and you don't have an instrument, because I'm not playing. Singing.
Yeah. What is that like for you? That is different, isn't it?
Is
that a security blanket a little bit?
You mean the bass?
Yeah. Just having that, just, or just a habit, or is it?
It's I have to in war paint just because I'm playing the bass.
You're the bass player.
I wanted to do something different, and it's a little restricting singing and playing at the same time.
Right.
I would almost say it's harder because you can't really move. You can't move.
Okay.
So much. You know, you got to just be right on the mic and you're playing. And I wanted to be able to move, and it's like a little bit easier to sing when you can kind of stretch your body and move around with the music and close your eyes. You could turn your back. You can do whatever. I feel like it's less nerve-wracking. I thought it would be more just singing, a little bit more vulnerable and exposed, but it's fun. I'm having a good time.
Well,
that one time.
There's a second time. It's coming up tomorrow night again for our listeners. We got a lot of them over in New York. So if you get out there tomorrow night, we highly recommend that. All right. You got one more for us. Yes. What's this one?
What are we doing? Oh, this is called Riot. This is a little, I guess you'll see.